Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I'm so excited that you're here. Today is a client testimonial, and although we usually do these the first Wednesday of every month, I couldn't wait to get this one out because today we are joined by Sam. So it's Sam Squared on the podcast today. Two Sams having a chat. And Sam has been with us since the beginning at Fine Food Freedom when we started taking insurance. So I'm so excited for you to hear her story of how long she's worked with us, how she's found us, all of the things. But we really take a deep dive into two different places with Sam's journey. One being traveling and how vacations are so vastly different now that she's worked with Fine Food Freedom and is further along in her intuitive eating journey. And two, the importance of community. Of course, Sam is getting professional support with our team, and you'll hear that, but she's also created this incredible community alongside some of the other Fine Food Freedom members and our membership, and she shares that here, and she actually off-air shared with me, I wish I was still recording at the time, but she shared with me that her and one of the other Fine Food Freedom members are actually going to meet in real life and do a little vacay together, and it's so cool to think that they met through Fine Food Freedom. That makes me want to do lots of in-person events because that makes me so freaking happy. But I'm really excited for the timing of this episode because it's summer, smack dab in the middle of it, and people are vacationing, people are traveling. And whether it's pleasure travel, right, like vacations, but also if you travel for work or just travel for any reason, it's such an incredible opportunity to see how far you've come in your journey of intuitive eating. And Sam talks about that in today's episode of like the before intuitive eating and the after intuitive eating of what vacations have been like for her. And if you're someone who's listening to this where you're like, I feel so entrenched in diet culture, I feel so stuck in diet culture, and I'm traveling and I'm scared and I don't know what to do, there's so many different places we could go with this. But something Sam and I did not talk about on today's episode that I want to challenge you, if you're going on a vacation, to eat frequently. If you don't remember anything else when you're going on vacation, please eat frequently, right? There's so much that's out of our control. We can get stuck on a tarmac for a few hours. We can get so busy and go through a mealtime and blah, blah, blah. Pack some non-perishable snacks with you and please eat frequently. The more frequently you eat, the less hangry you will be, the more enjoyable your vacation will be. I'm actually jet setting out tomorrow with my toddler on a plane. Lord help us, but you better believe that our backpacks are going to be stocked with snacks because you never, well, first of all, I don't like to be hangry, but you never let a toddler go hangry easy. So make sure you are snacking frequently, you are eating frequently. I don't care what it is, put something in your mouth. The more that you are eating frequently, the happier of a human you will be. And Sam shares some other really, really great examples of how her vacations have been differently in the work that she's done with our team. So I'm going to stop rambling. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to this episode. Reminder, if you have not already checked your benefits with our team to use your health insurance benefits for counseling, to click the link in the show notes below. And you're also going to hear Sam talk a lot about membership today. If you do not have any insurance benefits with our team, you do not have coverage, we gift you a free month of membership so you can join in on Sam and their little bestie group, which is incredible. We gift you a free membership completely free just because we don't want finances to stand in the way of you getting the support that you want and need. Okay, enough from me. Let's talk to Sam, our incredible client. Here we go. Okay, Sam. So I'm really excited to chat with you today because, first of all, we do a lot of client testimonials, but you are the winner, we could say. You are the front runner of the most sessions ever of somebody that we've interviewed, which is incredible because nobody knows Find Food Freedom better than you. So thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And you've been with us since the beginning of our transition from being a cash pay practice to taking health insurance. I will never forget starting to DM with you when like we put out like, hey, we're taking insurance. And then the system was like crashing and you were like, did I do this right? And I was like, nope, that was definitely us. Like, you did it right. It's our fault. And you were helping me like problem solve. So I thank you so much for all of your help. And that was back on January 8th of 2024. You checked your benefits with our team.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I remember like listening to the podcast and then you guys started taking insurance and I was like, I don't know. I know my health insurance plan pretty well. Like there's no way this is going to have like any benefits for this. And then you told me like, just put in the form. And when it came back with like unlimited, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what? Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. I remember our conversation vividly and our multiple conversations. And so since January 8th of 2024, you've had 62 sessions with Julie, which is incredible. And Julie is one of our dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors for those listening. And yeah, I'm so happy that you shared too, that you have unlimited benefits because that's your experience that you just shared. So many of our clients have that where they're like, I'm not going to have benefits like my health insurance sucks or like I already know. And then they're like, holy shit, I have unlimited. Like it's insane. So I want to talk about all that has happened from January 8th to now. And we know it's a journey and it ebbs and flows, but I can talk about Find Food Freedom all day long, but I think it's invaluable for our listeners to hear from clients and people that are actively working with our team. So I know you kind of dropped that you listened to the podcast, but I would love to hear from you a little more of like, how did you find Food Freedom and what made you say, like, I want to work with this team or I want to look into working with them in addition to the insurance? What kind of drew you in?
I actually had to go back and like ask a friend who told me about Find Food Freedom. I was like, how did we even get here? I didn't even remember at that point. And I remember like I would go to, and I've been working on like my mental health journey, everything for, it's something that's really important to me. And I remember like being in a session with my therapist and talking about like not eating enough calories that day or not like feeling comfortable. And she kind of was like, it was the first time I'd ever heard the word like disordered eating. Mm-hmm. And immediately I kind of leaned back and was like, I don't have an eating disorder. That's not me. She goes, no, it's separate. They're different. And she goes, but to be honest, it's not my specialty. And so asked a friend who was like a personal trainer. I was like, obviously you're going to know the answer for it. So she had reached out to another friend who is in a bigger body. And I was like, I understand like growing up, I was always the fat kid. I was always the big kid. When looking back, I was just normal average kid. And so she had sent me a podcast episode and I listened to it and I was like, oh, this girl's the shit. I kind of like her. Like, give it another chance. And I just kept listening. And like, there were so many good one-liners and things that would just resonate and catch with me. And I was like, okay, I'm here for it. And then I joined the membership. And so I started doing the check-in calls with Julie, going through all the different like master classes and everything. And like, I wanted to do one-on-one sessions, but like financially that just wasn't available. And then when you guys started taking insurance, I was like, I have to get on this ball. I have to like do this. And after doing the membership check-ins with Julie, I was like, she's the only one I know. So she's the only one I'm going to work with. And I remember you were like, we have people, like you don't have to wait a month. And I was like, no, like, I'm going to wait. It's fine.
Yeah. You're like, I am sticking with Julie. And yeah. I get that. It's like, once you find a provider that you feel safe with, you build rapport with, like she already had such a great foundation with you. It's important to have that comfortability. And you definitely have that with Julie. I know that. Well, thank you for sharing all of that with us. And so my next question, I guess you can take it from whichever time period this resonates most with you, but I love to ask the question, like, what did you expect working with an intuitive eating dietitian to look like versus what was the reality? Now, obviously, when you were already a part of the membership and working with Julie, you kind of knew what that looked like, but maybe like more so when you started thinking about, hey, I need to find someone to support me with this disordered eating. What did you think you were going to get versus what have you gotten with Julie? And did it match your expectations?
So I had just done back in February, like a 1-year recap and like sent it to Julie. And like, it starts out with like, so I'm meeting with a dietitian. We'll see how this goes. And it was just, I didn't really have expectations. I was like, she's going to tell me to eat this. I'm probably not going to like the food she's going to tell me to eat. I'm not going to want to do it. She's going to have me weigh in. I don't do weigh-ins. And it's going to last like a month. But we'll give it a shot. You know what? We'll give it a try. And it was the complete opposite of that. Like, it went from, oh, I know I've got like some eating issues. And then I remember like the first time I met with Julie, she's like, so what's your movement like? And I was telling her and she's like, yeah, it's a little disordered. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, my rings are on my Apple Watch. They're on my phone. I meet them every day. And she mentioned like taking the rings off my watch. And I was like, what are you talking about? So like, there's definitely some, is this even what I want at the moment? Is this like something that I'm going to trust? Because it's so counter from everything I had ever heard, like growing up and what doctors say is healthy and everything. And I never got a meal plan. I've never been told to eat the foods I don't want to eat. And it's I kind of get to set the pace and I get to set the tone, which is something that is very rare in healthcare today.
I love that you brought that up. We always say like our clients are the experts of their own body. They are the leader and we're there to support them. And like you said, in healthcare, usually like in the weight centric model is very authoritarian. Like, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm the expert, right? Like you said, you're going to weigh in. You're not going to eat these foods. You're going to follow my meal plan. You're going to do what I say. Just knowing, obviously, Julie and our entire team, that is like the polar opposite of the type of support that we give. So going down that rabbit hole of like healthcare and healthcare professionals, how does Julie make you feel in sessions? Like, I really want listeners to take away from this, because I know how long you've been working her, like with her. How does Julie make you feel in a session working with this weight inclusive provider versus when you've been supported by weight centric providers, how they make you feel? Can you kind of share some of the differences there?
I've actually had a really interesting experience regarding like healthcare since I started intuitive eating. Like with Julie, it's very warm. It's very fuzzy. I meet with her since I'm on the West Coast at 6 a.m. So it is early to meet with her. And there's been a few times I'm like, don't start with me today. It's 6 a.m. Like, not right now. And it's like that tough love that I need. I'm almost 30. And so she's going to give me space to have to learn it the hard way, but she's also going to challenge me in the most loving way. Mm. And she's going to call out what needs to be called out, but she's also going to hold my hand while she does it. And so in regards to like healthcare, it's so polar opposite. I was with a doctor that I had loved for years, but I had never realized until I started intuitive eating just how weight centric everything was. And like when I started with Julie, I was on Phentermine. Okay. And it was like, oh, I can't tell her that. Like, she's going to freak out. And then I got off and I told her and she's like, okay. And like it was just another piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had told my doctor working with Julie, like, hey, I want my doctor to fully understand like what this intuitive eating is. Cause she had mentioned like this diet and I was like, nope, stop. Mm-hmm. And Julie actually helped me go through the resources and like pull them and figure out what we were going to give her. She emailed her and the provider actually came back with like, your weight is a medical condition. Like, you are going to, like, you're attacking, you're all these things. I don't believe in this provider in intuitive eating. And the first person I wanted to talk to was Julie, because it's like, she gets it. she understands it. And it was, oh, my weight's a medical condition. Did I just screw everything up by doing intuitive eating? And she was able to walk me back and say, but what have you gained from it? Mm-hmm. Like, I just did a trip to Europe and I literally did a session with her. I was like, it would have been the worst trip of my fucking life if I was dieting, because I had no control over any of my food or anything like that. And so it's given me the freedom to not be so mentally clouded with all the food noise, but also to learn how to like actually respect my body. Mm-hmm. And it's given me the chance to actually like, one of the light bulbs was like, the body you see in your head and the body you are like, they should be the same. They're not separate. And so those little things that seem so common, she makes them like the light bulb moments and like gently walks me through those.
Mm. It's so beautiful. And thank you for sharing, you know, some of the medical weight stigma that you've experienced. I know it can be traumatic to talk about and bring up a lot of emotion. And I will link in the show notes below. We have multiple episodes that go deep into medical weight stigma and can be those resources for listeners, because I definitely want to continue to talk about your personal journey and just what you've experienced. And right now being summertime, you mentioned a trip. And I think trips and vacations and travel, whether it's work travel, pleasure travel, you know, for whatever reason, I think it's such an amazing opportunity to kind of showcase how far we've come in our journey. And so I would love for you to walk me through, Sam, like, what was a vacation or a trip like before intuitive eating when you were in your most disordered state? Like, what were you thinking about? What were you focusing on? What was your self-talk like in diet culture when you went on a trip?
Before intuitive eating, it was very, all the outfits have to fit and I need to be in the gym and I have to lose the 10 pounds before I go. I need to be on the stair step, or I need to be doing these weights. I need to look a certain way, not thinking about what I'm going to be doing when I'm there or how I'm enjoying it. It was what's on the plate in front of me. How many steps did I get in this city today? I would come back and I would be praised of, oh, you look so much more tan, or you lost weight. And it was like praise for, and feeding that ego monster of, oh, everything I did before the trip and all the restriction I did on the trip pays off. Everybody mm-hmm. thinks I look better. And now, how do I keep it going? How do I keep going with, I hate eating chicken and green beans, but that's what's going to keep up my protein. And that's what's going to keep the body size. Or the last time I went to Europe, I got so much praise. I actually went on phentermine for weight loss and was like, it just fed this idea of trips are a time to indulge and you get to eat and go nuts and have all the sugar and you've earned this food. And it's mm-hmm. been like, oh, I've walked so much, I get to eat this croissant mm-hmm. or things of that nature. I would go to the gym on trips, even though I had nobody to prove anything to. Mm-hmm. I would not go to the pool in a swimsuit. I was very guarded and insecure in my body in that way. And so traveling was stressful just because, well, am I the average size of everyone? And I remember going to another country and be like, I know we're the dumb fat Americans. And I would be like, I'm well aware I'm in a bigger body. Like, it was always about my body size. Mm-hmm. So I started to project that onto everyone around me.
Mm, thank you for sharing that. And I think things that you're saying, I think people are going to relate to so much, because when everything you shared so many different examples and different rabbit holes we could go down. But I think if we like pull it all together, it's like when you're entrenched in diet culture, it's that obsession with food, body, like we can't be present because we're so in our heads about, like you said, calories, food, movement. What does my body look like? What are people thinking of me? Like, it's that hamster wheel that never stops spinning. So now tell us about, you just went on this trip. You said it was Europe that you just went to. Okay. So you went to Europe. You, as we know, it's a journey with intuitive eating. This is not to say it needs to be perfect in any way, shape or form, but I would love to hear, like, what was the trip like now? What were you thinking? What were you feeling? What were you experiencing? Were there some things that were still the same? Just kind of let us in on how the trips look different now as an intuitive eater.
I definitely spent like a whole session with Julie being like, how do I pack for this? I like, what am I going to do? Like, I was stressing about it because I'm like, I want my outfits to look cute. Like, everybody wants the cute pictures and everything. But it came down, she's like, well, you need to get clothes that like respect your body and are comfortable. So like, that was step one.
I'm sorry. I'm like raising my hand. I just want to say, how fucking cool is it that you sit with your dietitian and it's like, what am I going to pack? Like, back to that question I asked you of like expectations versus reality. I think people genuinely think we're going to be like the food police and give them a meal plan. And like, it's like, no, we're virtual. Take us into your closet. Like, let's pick out some outfits. Let's, you know, go to the dressing room with you. Let's talk about the things that are going to be most helpful to you. So thank you for sharing that, because I think that's so cool.
Okay. I told her, my Sheen haul came in, everything was great. Like, it's not just food and, oh, you have to do this to look this way. It's all about who you are as a person, because your food and your body impact everything you are as a person.
Yes. Totally. Totally. So, okay. So I cut you off. I'm sorry. So you ended with you're packing the suitcase. You're finding things that fit your body comfortably to respect your body going on this trip.
So packing, and even down to like, what do I bring? And it was like, okay, let's make out a list. What do you need to pack? Because I was gone for 2 weeks. And so I was like, I don't get any control of my food while I'm there. Because we were with a group, and she goes, okay, so you're going to have to rely on your textures. What texture do you want? What flavors do you want? For me, my biggest self-critic is myself. And so I can think something in my head. And that's been a lot of our work with her, is like, how do you counter that? And so coming up with factual statements that I could get on the plane with, or if I had a bad body moment because I saw myself in a window, like, what are things that are true that I can repeat back in my head of like, nope, that's a lie. That's bullshit. We're not doing this. Like, so having those in my back pocket was really helpful. Also, just understanding like what accessibility looks like. Like, I remember getting on the plane, and plane seats on every plane, I swear, are so different. Mm-hmm. And like, one was really tight, and I was like, oh, okay. And then like in my head, I was like, nope, it's a plane seat. It determines nothing about me. And I'm not the only uncomfortable person on this plane. We're packed in here like sardines. And then got on a different plane, it was like, oh, no, my body wasn't the problem. So like, putting the trip in, I'm not going to blame my body. Whatever's going to happen, I'm going to be present where my feet are, because this trip doesn't happen all the time. It's very rare. And so having her help with respecting my body and clothes, and like setting myself up mentally. Like, I had the thought process of, oh, I haven't been in the gym. What if I should have been doing that? Like, dang it. And she's like, what would it have done for you? Like, and being able to thread out that conversation. So that way I went into the trip just more confident. And then on the trip, there's the usual, oh, I've earned this bagel, or we've worked this off, and being able to not feed into those conversations, just be like, yep, okay, and not have to reply. And so being able to come home and be like, that was honestly one of the best trips, because I experienced it. I wasn't so caught up in everything else.
Thank you so much for everything you just shared. And I love that. That's what this is all about, is like, it's not that the thoughts don't still come, right? It's not that we don't still have bad body image thoughts, or that we have negative self-talk, or we think about, you know, maybe a restrictive thought, but you have the tools now to be able to shut it down for the most part, right? Some days are going to be harder than others, and things are going to hit us differently. But you have the tools now and the support to be able to work through that quicker in real time, so you can come back to the present and enjoy what is in front of you, aka Europe, for that trip for you. And I love that you brought it back to like, I got to actually be present and experience it, and like, what did I want to feel and experience, and be very intentional with that. And it's incredible.
I think another like part of it was, out of working with Julie and being part of the membership, going to the check-in calls, there's a group of us that have actually created a Facebook group chat that we're like,
which I love. How cool.
We're all just Fine Food Freedom besties. And so it's like, our parents, we hate them today. And it's like, yep, we get it. We're all there. We all understand it. And so like, I would get a few photos and be able to like look at them, like, I don't love them, like I don't like how my body looks. And I remember like sending one and they're like, but you look like you're loving the time of your life. And so being able to like have that community support also of people who get it and are doing the work makes such a difference.
That is so invaluable to hear from you, and especially for people listening to this, because some people want that one-on-one support, right? Which I think is so important, especially with different medical diseases, conditions, just the things we go through individually, but also to hear from you as someone who's so entrenched in our community and have found that community of like-minded humans, because when we're walking an intuitive eating journey, when we're actively rejecting diet culture, it sometimes feels like we're the only ones, right? We turn on the TV, we scroll on our phones. All it is Ozempic, intentional weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. So to see you in community with people that are like-minded, and to know that, yeah, you can send a picture, you can send a text, and you can have that immediate support of like-minded humans is so, so important.
It's nice just because it doesn't matter if it's, oh, I had a really shitty day at work and I'm going to go home and all I want to binge is ice cream. It's like, okay, you had a shitty day at work. Like, do that. Is there something else you could do? It's just like quick little things that we'll text each other. Hey, we're going to the check-in. Are you going? And so we can all get on and then like we FaceTime. It's just nice to have that. We don't necessarily need like a dietitian in the room solving it, but like we can get it out amongst ourselves.
Absolutely. You have that community outside of the professional support, which that's something that with all of our clients we talk about, right? Is like, do you have support outside of the professional sessions? Because if not, it's not that people can't, you know, move towards food and body freedom without that, but it's a lot harder when we don't have those relationships.
I also loved that I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. So Julie, I was telling her, there's this group here in Phoenix, and I don't know if I want to like, it's called Fat Babes of Phoenix. And all they do is cater to plus size individuals. So they have markets, they have events, they do yoga classes. And I remember going and telling her, like, I felt like I fit in for once because I've always been the bigger person in my friend group or whatever. And it was like, I remember going back to her, I'm like, it makes such a difference when people look like you.
Yep.
And so being able to like find those different outreaches of support has been super helpful. And they even have a spot where they're like, hey, we're going to build a weight inclusive plus size medical directory. Who have you seen? Who have you loved for our local area? So that way we know, hey, this person's great. Don't do this one.
That's incredible. Can you say that group name one more time? Because I want to link that in the show notes for listeners.
It's the Fat Babes of Phoenix.
Awesome.
Like they do pool parties, and it's just a really unique way for us to come together. And they make it very clear, like, we do not talk about weight loss. We are not weight stigmatizing. If you have any of that, you're probably not going to fit in the group.
Yeah. That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. And it speaks to like representation matters. It's important to see all bodies, not only in our surroundings, but with professionals too. And that's something we talk about is we have providers on the Find Food Freedom team as well that are in all size bodies. And I think that's something that is important for a lot of our clients is they want to know, not only does the provider have, you know, the professional experience, but do you also have the lived experience? And I totally understand that when clients are looking for that. So whether it is within our team or that's where we'll refer out as well to other colleagues that reside in larger bodies so they can give that lived experience as well. I think it's so important.
It's the difference. And it's fun when you get in the community because you get friends and like from our little group chat, we're now doing meetups next month in person and we live all over the country. So it's not like we can just go get lunch, but we figure out how to build that community.
So important. And nowadays with the shit storm of what's going on in the world outside of food and body, community is more important than ever right now. So that makes me so happy to hear. So as we wrap today, I want to end with if a friend or a loved one or someone came to you, Sam, and they're like, should I work with Find Food Freedom? What would you say to them and why?
I would say absolutely. However, if you're wanting weight loss, if you think this is just going to be a quick, I'll do this for a month and everything will be solved, it's probably not going to go that way. Like, this is a journey and it does take a lot of unraveling kind of what you've learned and figuring out, like, you have to be willing to want to do the work.
Mm.
So absolutely, you're going to have the best support, the top resources, and just, you're going to find that community that you're looking for. But if you're looking for like the societal trendy weight loss, it's probably not the option.
Thank you for saying that, because I think it's so important for people to hear the difference between the pursuit of intentional weight loss and the desire of intentional, or the desire of weight loss in general. Because I think there's so many people that don't start intuitive eating because they think, oh, I'm not allowed to want weight loss, right? Or I'm not allowed to want a smaller body. And a big part of the work that we do, like you said, doing the work is like being curious about that. Like, why do I want a smaller body? Okay, let's talk about the society we live in. Let's talk about accessibility. Let's talk about medical weight stigma. Like, all of these things inform our belief systems. And so for anyone listening, you are allowed to want it, but there's a difference, like you said, of if you are coming to us and saying, I only want intentional weight loss, that's what I'm here to do. That ain't our cup of tea. Can you want it and desire it? And we talk about it. Yes. But if you're on the pursuit of intentional weight loss and that's all you want, that ain't us.
It's not a three-step program, boom, 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 and you're in, you're out, and you're going to be satisfied for the rest of your life. If somebody's intuitive eating journey is that, I'm incredibly jealous. Mine has been a little bit more ups and downs, but you get everything about your life back. You get the freedom in your brain space to actually live in the world around you and enjoy the relationships and go to the dinners and not look at what everyone else has ordered. You get to actually be there for the quality of the relationships that you're having dinner with. And you get to just have that freedom and the chance to be yourself and not feel like you have to fit into a box that everyone else wants you to fit into.
Yes, I love that. I had a client once say, I'm so fucking sick of the mental bandwidth that like dieting, right? And all of that takes up. And that's what it made me think of when you said that, is like, you have this freedom to be yourself and to take the time and the mental bandwidth to put towards things you actually want and are interested in and are passionate about.
Yes, you get to be human again.
Mm, so beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with me today, Sam. And I have a feeling this won't be your last time on the podcast as well.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.